أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما دخلوا عليه قالوا يا أيها العزيز مسنا وأهلنا الضر وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة فأوف لنا الكيل وتصدق علينا إن الله يجزي المتصدقين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of how Yaqub alayhi salam received the news from his sons regarding Binyamin. So he instructed them to go back to Egypt, and this time he told them that they should go out in search of Yusuf, and he was hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring back all three of his sons to him. He asked them not to lose hope in the mercy of Allah, and he had given them instructions that they should also bring back grain. The grain and the food supply was depleted as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the moment they come to Yusuf alayhi salam. So this is the third time they arrive at the palace of Yusuf. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ Allah says, when they entered upon Yusuf, قَالُوا They came there in a very disheveled, humbled, and completely dejected way. They came there and they says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ O Aziz, مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرِّ Difficulty, distress, anxiety, suffering has afflicted us and our family. Now here he has his own brothers in front of him, and they are making this plea, a plea of desperation. They are in a desperate state. They are in a miserable state. They are overcome with grief. And he sees them in this condition, and naturally he is overtaken with emotions. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ So this is the first thing they say, that listen, we are suffering back home. We don't have food, we have no grain, we are in a state of distress. And وَجِئْنَا And we have brought to you a price or a medium of exchange that is unworthy. بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ Something that is unacceptable. This is all we have to present. Mufassirin explain that there are different interpretations. What was the amount that they had come with? Some say it was dirhams that were not used in the open market, that were not accepted by traders in that. That's all that they had. Or some say it was some household items. Whatever they had in the house, whatever they could get their hands on, they came and they presented that to him. فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلَ Give us our measure in full. We have not brought enough, but give us our measure in full. وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا And be charitable towards us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those who are charitable. It comes in the books of tafsir that Yaqub alayhi salam wrote a letter to the Aziz, not knowing that he's writing a letter to his own son Yusuf on this occasion. He sent them with a letter, and in the letter he spoke of the hardship and the tests and the trials that they are experiencing. In the letter he spoke of his father Ishaq, he spoke of his grandfather Ibrahim, and in the letter he wrote that we are from the progeny of Anbiya, and you have withheld and detained a son of mine on the basis that he committed theft. Never has any one of us committed theft, and the child of a Nabi will never commit theft. And he sent this letter. When Yusuf alayhi salam read this letter from his father, he began trembling. And on that occasion, he decided to reveal his identity. قَالَ He said to them, هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفْ وَأَخِيهِ Do you know, do you remember what you did to Yusuf and his brother? إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ When you were in a state of ignorance, when you were in a state of jahala. قَالُوا They realized that the person they are speaking to could only be Yusuf. No one knew of this secret but them and Yusuf. So they said to him, أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفْ Are you really Yusuf? Is this really you? قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفْ He says, I am Yusuf. He reveals his identity to them. وَهَذَا أَخِي This is my brother Binyamin. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind and gracious towards us. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ. Certainly the one who adopts taqwa and who perseveres, who makes sabr. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy the reward of those who do good. قَالُوا. They were so surprised and shocked that Ya Yusuf alayhi salam, the one whom we had thrown into a ditch, into a well, today he has become the king of Egypt. قَالُوا تَاللَّهُ. They said to Allah, لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you preference over us. وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. And certainly we are the sinners, we are the ones who had committed a wrong. قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. He says, listen, I will hold nothing against you today. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive every one of you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And certainly He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. May Allah grant us the understanding.